hello and welcome to a very special series of My Happy Mind Conversations, where we are talking to some of our incredible schools across the UK who use My Happy Mind. You have heard me talking about the power of My Happy Mind, the impact that we have, for a long time. And I thought it was about time that you heard it directly from the schools who are teaching the programme. So dive in to this incredible series and enjoy. Hello and welcome to another episode of My Happy Mind Conversations, our series where we've been talking to teachers and head teachers who use My Happy Mind about the impact that it's been having in their schools. This conversation is with the wonderful Leanne, who is the head of school at Harden Primary School in Bradford. And they have been doing some incredible work with My Happy Mind, and as a result, seeing some pretty special feedback. So let's dive into the conversation. And we start by you just telling me a little bit about your role and the community and your school.
Yeah, so I'm head of school at Harden Primary, which is a small one-form intake in Bradford, West Yorkshire. And we're a small village primary school. And we've got a wonderful intake of children that are not from a very diverse background, which is quite different to the rest of Bradford. We've got children of all different kind of home economic backgrounds, but children that do love coming to school. And that remains our biggest priority all the time, is the happiness of our children. First and foremost, before any learning, we want to welcome happy children through that door every morning.
Amazing. And what would you say is kind of the biggest shift that you saw in your children kind of post-COVID, kind of after that whole episode that we all lived through?
Yeah,
what did you see?
Post-COVID, a lot of the children in my school had two working parents that worked throughout the pandemic. And we did have a big concern post-pandemic around the mental health of some of our children that had not managed to get out and about in the community, which is something that they're very much used to doing. We've got a great community here in Harden. So the fact that they were kind of pulled away from that had some quite significant mental health impacts over that couple of years post-COVID. Our referrals to support services, either through CAMHS or through the different services that Bradford offer, had increased hugely in 21-22. And our children just didn't have that same spark about them, that same interaction, managing their emotions. And there were some small pockets where it was more significant and they needed more support. But we just felt overall that they'd missed that element of community, and that real focus became on mental health. Yeah. And children's mental health is really important to our whole community and our parents as well.
Yeah.
So we started to look for something that would fill that gap.
And then enter stage right. I guess that's why you came and joined us here at My Happy Mind. So what was kind of behind that decision? What led you to go with My Happy Mind?
When we started looking at the My Happy Mind, we wanted something that was quite evidence-based. It's really important for us that we've got evidence-based value for money, if you like, because this was NHS-backed and it was wholly focused around mental health for children. Yeah. And it's the focus of My Happy Mind very much fits in with the PSHE curriculum.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you just bolt in on as an extra. It's something that fit the ethos of our school. It's something that you build into every lesson, every subject, every aspect of school life. And it was something that the parents could get involved in as well. And we've got really committed parents that want to support education.
That's great.
The fact that they could access all the materials to support their children from home, they could access an app, really sold it for us. We put it out to parents, we got their voice, and we put out some questionnaires. And then we kind of rolled it out, and as we were rolling it out, we really carefully thought about how the impact was being measured, and took a lot from our parents and the different stakeholders of the school community as it went. But within minutes of us training our staff and going through that initial briefing, we had buy-in.
Amazing.
And I think that's when we knew we'd got a good product, if you like, a good kind of a resource to use that complements our curriculum. And we explored a couple of others at the time. But this was adapted to all different year groups. So it wasn't something that was just a plug and play, if you like.
Yeah.
There's specific EYFS resources that the children from last year are still raving about, and books and soft figures. And there's a difference between what the year sixes get, because the year sixes often feel like they're a bit too grown up for some of the other resources that we use across school. And we liked the idea of reflection. Reflection is really big in our school, and reflecting on our practice. And the way that My Happy Mind brings in the journals was fabulous for us. And we thought that the whole package that came with it complemented what we wanted to offer and what we were already offering. So it kind of, it like permeates throughout our whole curriculum. And you could walk into any of our classrooms today and someone will talk about happy breathing and someone will refer to a character trait. So although we have My Happy Mind sessions, if you like, it's in everything. And you'll see if you go out in our playground at lunchtime, some of the kids might have taken their journals out and just want to add something extra as they're being quite reflective. And we just found that whole process really reflective of the children's mental health, and we started to see an impact quite quickly. First, and we measured it by some of the referrals we were having to make. So our referrals to the education emotional well-being service that we use in Bradford and to CAMHS and stuff did start to reduce, because we had this huge focus on mental health.
Yeah.
But we also got lots of really rich feedback from parents and from the children about how it was helping individuals.
Amazing.
And I think that's sometimes even more important, because it's helping everyone in different ways.
Yeah,
so the
absolutely.
Feedback that we got was really incredible.
That's incredible. So I'd love to hear then, if you've got any, some kind of individual stories, whether it's from kind of staff or parents or children, about how that impact has kind of been felt for you all.
Yeah. Well, and I think it varies. So, you know, there's a couple of case studies, if you like, that come straight to mind of children where they've really struggled to get through the front door sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that attachment with parents over COVID and not having to leave the family home was much longer impacting than I think some people maybe gave it credit for. And actually using the strategies from My Happy Mind and the parent being really, really aware of strategies that they could use to support on the transition to school actually meant that we went from having some school refuser, some children as school refusers, to a softer, slower start some days, to within a couple of months coming in on time, using the strategies, coming
Amazing.
Straight into their My Happy Mind journal, reflecting on the different strategies that My Happy Mind promotes, but then also becoming one of our happiness heroes.
Oh, amazing.
And we have happiness heroes in every class at Harden, and they will actually lead some of the happy breathing.
Brilliant.
They will lead some of the thought time. They will kind of lead some of the activities. But then they go a step further because they're so invested. So this little, you know, this young person that I'm thinking of then developed so that they would gather the happiness heroes from across school. And they came to me to request some resources, and they started making pebbles to leave around the playground with quotes from their My Happy Mind journals.
How gorgeous.
And so they spent their lunch times developing this little kind of club and putting things out there. And it spiraled beyond the My Happy Mind curriculum then, but it was using kind of the kind of things that they'd learned from My Happy Mind and those thought processes and sharing happiness and spreading happiness that actually meant that those happiness heroes were out doing all kinds, you know,
amazing.
Locker notes into each other's lockers, painted pebbles around the playground, which then they then took into the community. So this one child who at one point was a school refuser had absolutely changed their whole idea of school and actually became a leader of sharing happiness. You know, so
how amazing.
So some of the case studies like that, you think, you know, that's a huge impact Yeah. For that, it was worth everything just for that child, in my opinion.
Just for that child. Yeah, that's incredible.
But then the ripple effects of how that has impacted the other children is huge. So, you know, there's been lots of parents have shared the impact of how they are using the strategies at home.
Brilliant.
And how they're referring, you know, so the journals that have kind of been used previously, and they've got their next journal in their next year group, they're still kind of referring back to them at home as well and getting the old ones out and reflecting back on
those.
Great. So it's everything that we wanted it to be.
Brilliant.
It's become and I'm hoping it'll just keep on developing and continuing time, you know. And when the children, you know, I've had like a governor visit recently, and one of the children naturally just started opening up and talking to my governors about the impact that has. And it was outside of the lesson. And they referred back to what, you know, we have an ethos that's called the 6 ways to shine. And they understood the principles of everything so well that it just naturally fit with our 6 ways to shine and how that helps them. So the impact has been far and wide on many, many levels.
Amazing. How about for your staff? Did you have anybody at the beginning who was maybe a bit reluctant, or, you know, was thinking, oh, well, something else I've got to do?
There's an element of that, isn't there? Because I've got a great team at Harden, and the teaching staff and the support staff, you know, will always take on board a new idea and a new strategy. But the first thing that they say to me is, we've already got a busy curriculum, Leanne. We've already got a lot of preparation to do. And I was like, well, this is prepared for you. It doesn't have to be a big, long extra session in that very busy timetable you've got.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be loads of preparation. Actually, we do prioritise it on our timetable because it's so important to us. And we do have slots throughout the week penciled in, when you can see in some classes My Happy Mind happening. And then there's a period of the week where we all do it at the same time. And it's a very calm part of the week. But the staff, as they got to see the impact, were really invested in putting that into the curriculum. And what they love is that the resources are so readily available to them. So they're not shifting through hundreds of folders to find them. They're able to get them at the click of a fingertip. And the way that you use the resources is very similar module on module. So like the ease of use means that there's not tons of preparation.
Yeah.
And even when they've moved year groups, the ideas are there. They're just targeted differently to the different children. So actually, it's not like learning a whole new curriculum each time you've moved classes or anything. And because there's like staff support modules, and we all did our staff support modules alongside our training, and they became very invested in it. You know, our mental health of our staff is very, very important here as well. You know, we do all sorts to support that. We have mental health first aiders and different wellbeing support. And actually, they find that time of the week a time to really look forward to when they've got their My Happy Mind time. But they naturally talk about it throughout all their lessons. So if there's, you know, we've just had assessment week this week, and, you know, everybody has referred to My Happy Mind throughout assessment week and thinking about how, you know, they can channel that positivity and use those strategies that we know and learn. Because I don't have anxious children about going into a test. I didn't have anxious children going into their Key Stage 2 SATs, you know.
Amazing.
And we don't want the children under any additional pressure, but they've now got a bank of strategies and resources to support them to do that, and the staff have seen the benefit of that. So do prioritize it in the curriculum. They don't see it as that extra thing they've got to fit in, or that extra thing to prepare for, if you like.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? Once they start seeing
the
benefits of it, it's like they want to keep doing it because they're getting so much from it. So that's fantastic. So what would you say is your favourite thing about My Happy Mind, or favourite things about My Happy Mind?
I think it's the accessible for all aspect, because I have got Key Stage 2 boys that look forward to My Happy Mind, and I've got reception, the whole class that are so invested in it. And I think that the access for all, and the way that it's not seen as stereotypical, it's not seen as gender specific, it's not seen as babyish or too grown up. There's something for everybody within it. And I think to get a school resource in a primary school that meets the needs of all my children, and I've got a great number of children with SEND and EHCPs, it is accessible for all. So my favourite aspect of My Happy Mind is that it's one resource that all my children and all my staff and all the parents, should they wish to, can access it. Yeah. So that accessibility is what makes it a great resource for me.
Yeah, that's brilliant to hear. And one of the things I was really passionate about when I was building it was in particular that SEN component. So I was determined to build it in such a way that hopefully if those children were in mainstream, they could learn alongside their peers. So is that what you see with
that
your
children? That is absolutely
children?
The case in our school. And for some of my children that have a bespoke curriculum where they might be out of the classroom sometimes, actually My Happy Mind is one of the ones that we can always include on their classroom curriculum.
Right.
But
that's
they can
brilliant.
Still continue to use the strategies as part of
outside,
their bespoke curriculum.
Yeah.
But actually it's one of the times that they can come together, and that's to do with its accessibility for all, and the
that's
fact
great.
That you know, it's not heavy in literacy that they've got to do loads and loads of reading. The prompts that are in the journals are so nicely written that they are accessible for some of my non-readers. You know, there's accessibility for some of my children that are less verbal. Mm. My neurodiverse children can access it because it's not too abstract.
Yeah.
It's not too scientific, but then my children that are requiring a lot of challenge, because I've got some extremely able children, love the fact that they can get into the science behind it and learn about the different parts of the brain, and that they can learn the names of the different parts of the brain and the functions that they do. Do you know, so you don't have to have that need for science, but it's all available to them if they want.
Yeah.
And actually, I get some of my year ones talking about their amygdala, and you know, and that's amazing, isn't it? That can be accessed for all. Yeah. I've got 214 children on roll here, and everybody accesses it in some way or another.
That's incredible. That's great to hear. And just on the science, why do you think the science kind of backed element of My Happy Mind is important? Or do you think that actually using science to help children to understand mental health better is important for primary schools?
Yeah, I think bringing that evidence-based, that science-based backing gives it the credibility that, that it's not something, and there is a perception out there for some families, not all, that some of the mental health things, just one of those things, it's a positive quote, and it can be seen a little bit, you know, wishy-washy for some people.
Yeah.
But actually, when there's the science behind it, it adds the credibility. It got some of my parents on board that hadn't necessarily been on board with some of the other things that we'd done.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about the brain, and that's something that we do all have, and is a physical component. So actually, the credibility side of it actually had a huge impact for us. And I think that's what's made it so that all of my children across Key Stage 2 are really invested in it as well.
Mm.
Because, there is the cute characters, which makes some of my other children really invested in it and hooks them in and engages them. But actually, the science of it means that all of my children think that it's not too babyish.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes, especially, you know, I think of my year sixes, they think they're getting too cool for primary school.
Yeah.
They're ready to go to secondary. And they're my year sixes are the biggest advocates of My Happy Mind, because
that's great.
They've understood it. They actually get the science of it. You know, I had a group of children that they're called Citizens UK children, and they go and they chat to the local councillors in our city. So they go to Bradford. They're advocates of what children should have access to. And they have taken, you know, they're my Key Stage 2 children, and they have taken accessibility to things like My Happy Mind and mental health for children. And they're going along to these, and they're sat with children from secondary schools, leaders of the community.
Amazing.
They're sat with CEOs of different trusts. They're sat with, like I say, you know, local councillors, and they're championing mental health. And it's because they can use some of that credibility of the science that's behind it. They feel that they've got backing to them. So, you know, at their big project, they could choose a project to work on, and they straight away went for children's mental health, because it was really important to them. And, you know, they were such big, it was like they were doing a sales pitch for My Happy Mind, because they were like, every child should have access to this. And we
do have a job if they want.
Well, we prioritise our, every school's got a tight budget, and we prioritise mental health in our budget because it's so important, and because of the impact it has across the whole curriculum. Because if you've not got a happy child who can access learning, then what's the point in teaching
the
them
point?
You know, all the history and geography, you know. So we've prioritized it, and I think the children feel that priority as well.
That's incredible. That's amazing. So final question for me then, what would you kind of say to another school who might be listening to this, who might be thinking, oh, I don't know if it's worth it, you know, but like you said, budgets are tight. What would you kind of say if someone's on the fence?
I'd say, if you're putting the children at the heart of your decision making, then you've got to explore what My Happy Mind has got to offer. And I have had people phone me, because we have the logos on our website, and we're one of the accredited schools now. And people do ring up, and I'm like, once you've had a go at the resources, once your children have experienced some of that, the difference and the impact that it makes is so huge that it's worth every penny. It's worth the time investment, because obviously it just takes time to roll anything new out. You know, and I did train my staff. We prioritised CPD time for it. But everyone was bought in so quickly. We had that engagement from everybody so quickly. So if children are of course at the heart of your decision making, and you're not already offering some kind of mental health curriculum and support, because it's the curriculum that is teaching them, it's not just the support of the techniques, it's teaching them the understanding, then absolutely explore this as an option, because I would not look back. And as my budget gets tighter and tighter over the next 3 years, which all heads will be looking at now, it's remaining a priority on my budget list for the foreseeable.
Great. That's amazing. Thank you. And just final thing, really, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Anything that you didn't mention that you wanted to mention?
Well, I just think that the support that you get, I've got a customer happiness manager. I think that's her official title.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah,
and she, Sophie, she's great. She checks in with me. She's not over the top. So some, you know, you get some support sometimes, don't you? And it's phone calls all the time. I book in a quick 15, 20 minute slot with her. If I need any additional resources, she helps me out. We've got some Wheel of Gratitudes, not sponsored, we've rolled out across our whole school. So the support aspect that I've been given from Sophie. And when I wasn't sure just how to do something, or if I just needed some support with how I could share it with parents, Sophie has been on hand the whole way through.
Amazing.
So the actual support that I've got from the wider team has been incredible. It's been really great.
That's fab.
I so hope that you've enjoyed these conversations and they've given you a little bit of insight into the work we do here at My Happy Mind. Now, if you are a parent or a school and you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh my goodness, we want to learn more about how My Happy Mind could help us in our school, I want to encourage you to go to myhappymind.org/schools. That's myhappymind.org/schools. And here you'll find a link to a video tour so you can learn more about the programme, and an easy way to book a call with one of our team who can tell you more about the programme and see if it's right for you. Now, if you're listening to this as somebody who works in a local authority or maybe the NHS, and you're interested in learning more about the work we do on a commissioned basis, then go ahead and visit myhappymind.org/NHS. That's myhappymind.org/NHS. And of course, you can find out more about our work by finding us on social media. At My Happy Mind is where you'll find us. And of course, everything you need to know is also on our website, myhappymind.org. Thanks for tuning in. Please give me a review if you found these podcast episodes useful. It's always good to get feedback from you, and it helps us to do more of these episodes as well. So thanks for tuning in. Take care, and bye for now.